Hey everyone, welcome to episode 3 of Lack of Focus Plays D&D. We are going to continue our exploration of the Death House basements, you know, ominously named. There wasn't much death going on in the upper floors of the house, so we'll see how the basement does.
Should be interesting.
So Gabe isn't here. Between myself and Ed, we're going to fumble through Gorefall, getting to take part to get some XP, so it should all be fine. But the last thing that happened in session 2 was we laid to rest the remains of Fawnbolt and Rose, or Rose and Fawn, had the remains laid to rest. So everyone should have gained inspiration for that on their character sheet. So there's a little tab if you open up your character sheet just above your proficiency bonus. It says inspiration. So if you click that, you'll see a little dragon symbol appear. And that means you have an inspiration point to spend.
Cool. So can you, for the layman's to 5th edition, explain to me what an inspiration point does?
It allows you to roll, or basically re-roll or roll with advantage, any d20 roll. So if you roll to dodge some horrible death-dealing trap and roll a 1, you can use your inspiration to re-roll it.
Sweet.
Anything weird I'm missing out on inspiration, Greg?
No, I'm just looking.
Yeah, I think that's effectively it. I can check while we play, but it should be fine. So, as we left off, before I actually start doing stuff, you can all see your characters and where you left off, yeah?
Yes.
As I didn't move the player cam back to the Strad screen or anything.
Not that I noticed.
Yeah. So you had checked some rooms over here, which should be black for you guys, I believe, or at least dark.
Yeah, mine are like fog of war. Like, I know what was there, but it's all grayed out.
Yeah, that's good. That's okay. You just have to go back and hope that there's not 50 million cultists in there now. But yeah, you checked 2 of the rooms and got the swag from those. And then a rose-possessed mage had run away skipping and giggling to have some fun times.
Oh boy, did she. Yeah. So we did our best to like explore, but we were also chasing kids around in a circle. It was like babysitting.
Yeah. So I'll let you guys pick it back up. You are currently in the crypts of the family name.
Greg, how do you pronounce your character's name again?
Adara.
Adara. So are you feeling more yourself now, Adara, now that we seem to have placed these young ones to rest?
Yeah, I think. Whatever was bewitching me has left, I would suspect.
Yep. So the hard-packed earth around the crypts has a bit of a chill to it, but everything seems to have calmed down. There's no weirdness abroad. Gorefall is feeling back to normal as well, not as terrified as he was.
I was just going to ask that question about my big friend. All right, so where we last left off, we had some rooms that we were kind of exploring, but of course the kids were at play. Do we want to go back and take a closer look at some of those rooms? Theseus, what do you think?
Probably a good idea.
All right. I'll have my big man, my big friend here. Am I allowed to move him? Sure, yeah. I am.
So you've already found 11 gold pieces and 70 and 60 silver pieces in a pouch of human skin. And then you find some.
Nothing creepy about that.
Some herbs and stuff folded in some black cloth. And yeah, that's when the children ran away.
That would be about that point. Let me pull up my notes.
Okay. So pause.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So as you move into this room, it's the dining room you ran through earlier. You see the wooden table flanked by some long benches. There's a moldy humanoid bones laying strewn on the dirt floor in the middle of the southern wall, which is where Adara, is that right? Adara? Yeah. Where Adara is stood, there is an alcove. And as Adara steps into this space, we need to roll for initiative.
Ah, dun dun dun.
Straight into it. Dun, 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 dun.
Boo.
Okay, so we have.
Chris, you might have to roll for. Ugh, what is.
No, we have. Get rid of that one. That one. I need to do that. Oh, I'm on the wrong way now. That's why I can't do anything.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you, yeah, that's auto set. Good, everything's worked out. That's fine. Love it when a plan comes together.
We still need to roll for Gabe.
No, he's on the, he has a 19.
Oh, I totally missed that.
It's probably left over from last time. It's okay. I don't mind.
That's John's roll.
Pardon?
John's roll.
Yeah, the first roll is mine.
Okay, I will roll his initiative.
You have to click their, your token before you click the initiative button to put yourself.
He goes last now, sad times. What is your dexterity, Greg?
18.
Yeah, so you, that is the correct order. You go before this monster. Oh, there you go. That's what it looks like.
Ooh.
It's a worm-like entity with a snapping beak darts out of the alcove at you. Do you want to roll me a dexterity check, Greg?
Sure. I don't see myself in the turn order, by the way. I don't know if that's important.
You have to click your token before you roll, Ed.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I thought I did that.
Well, you rolled a 10, so.
Yeah, and I re-rolled the same 10, so we're on the same page. That's what it was. Okay.
Okay. So yeah, so he's going to get a surprise attack at you, Greg. In fact, no, I needed to do my dexterity contestant. I got a lot of, okay, so yeah. Your six manages to beat the Grix's is awesome roll. So we'll go into an initiative round as this snake leaps out. It's just going to stay in there. It's fine.
It likes it there.
It's feeling safer than if he comes actually outside and gets surrounded by all of you.
Imagine that.
I mean, it's not clever, but it ain't stupid. Kind of blends into the rocks of the alcove. So, Theseus, you are unfortunately up first. No hanging back for the heels this time.
Move there, and then can I attack?
Yeah, you can attack it from the...
I was going to say, is that a hard corner or not?
It's a pretty big snake.
Okay, that's true.
Oh, an 8 does not hit, much to your surprise, I'm sure. Okay, Ed, you're up next.
All right, so if I... I'm still carrying around that longsword, so I guess I should probably go ahead and take a shot at this. Am I going to take a penalty for jumping up and over the table, or can I just like kind of like ladder it down?
You can move into this square freely anyway, diagonally, for your first diagonal. So.
Okay.
But yeah, if you wanted to like acrobatically jump over it, I would make you do a check, but kind of working your way around, you've got more than enough move to get there.
I could make it look cool.
Yeah, he wants to do a triple gainer over the table.
I want to do like a Legolas style like backflip as I land.
I'll let you talk yourself into disadvantage rolls. It's okay.
No, I will not. I'm good. Just laddering it up and over is just fine.
Okay.
And swing.
50. That hits. So roll your damage.
All right. So that's right over here. Come on. I clicked it.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
So your sword bites into its leathery flank. It hisses a little bit at you. It doesn't seem overly perturbed.
Yeah, or overly impressed either.
Okay, Adra, you are up. Shocking grasp. A 24 just happens to hit.
I would hope
just.
So.
Okay.
And
now you
get the shocking grasp because it takes away his reaction.
Yeah. So you just want to step back. Panic! Okay. Luckily, it's a great turn now. So he's going to take a munch at... I'm going to try and go for the elf.
Oh, but I'm not even intimidating. Whoa!
Okay, so a 12?
AC 15.
Oh, sad time. So you see its tentacles kind of wrap forwards and its beak start noshing, but nothing bad happens. Why would it? Nothing bad would ever happen to you for all of those D6s worth of damage.
All right, so I think, with Gabe up next, he's going to follow in my lead, take a whopping step forward, and swing, which I do not have the opportunity to do.
No, that's fine. I can obviously do that. Is he going to use his Warhammer two-handed, or Battle Axe two-handed, I think?
Yep, since he's not currently wielding a shield.
Wow, 16. Yeah, that happens to hit as well for a mighty 11 damage.
Ooh, I'm going to grunt. Green man taking the swings.
Yeah.
Well, I think we have this thing pinned in a corner. Theseus, I think we just keep poking at it until it stops moving.
I'm going to turn those 3D dice off. That was 15 hits.
Oh, okay.
So you need to click on the actual chat, Sean, where it says mace.
There you go.
Yeah, 4.
Woohoo, 4.
So it's hissing at you now and looks a little bit panicked. Lots of thrashing.
It might take note of the fact that it's backed into a corner.
Yeah.
We shall take another swing then. Ugh.
Oh, dear.
I think I'm going to hold off on my inspiration reroll, so...
You don't want to use them right away on this almost dead little monster?
Yeah, no, it's okay.
Sad time. Okay, Adra, you're up next. Ooh. 22 will in fact do it. So, your firebolt... I was even giving you, like, cover, but no, I don't get cover because you're a sniper. I hate you so much. I remember your character now. Yeah, so your firebolt slashes into its maw and it bursts into flames and hisses and writhes around horribly.
Ooh. So I was going to ask if the bones of the humanoids look like they had died from natural causes or may have been eaten. I think I have my answer.
They were definitely eaten. Do you want to take a perception test?
That's what I was hoping for.
21. So they're definitely eaten, but like, they look like they were picked clean from the table more than like the marrow hasn't been gnawed out of them like you'd expect this beak to do.
Oh, cannibals. Or they're just another species that eat humanoids. All right. Everybody's okay. I think we're good to go back to the direction we were heading. Check out those rooms again. Agreed?
Yep.
All right. So we'll send the big man in first since it's clear the thing. So I guess in our rush, it was either in the corner and we didn't notice it as we were running past.
It hides through pretty well in like rocky and natural alcoves and stuff like that. Because I did make you plot your path and everyone went in like these squares here.
Gotcha. So we were...
Yeah. I'm going to look for a secret door.
Okay. Can you roll me a perception test? 50. Okay. You feel around and you don't... Like, the walls feel solid enough. You don't notice any changing shape. But in the wall to the south, which is this bit here, you can kind of see... a hollowed out area, which looks like it's where the worm was actually sitting in, but it doesn't
like a little alcove.
Yeah, it doesn't go anywhere. It looks like it's been rubbing against it and kind of nesting in there for a while.
I'll look in there real quick just to see if there's any contents laying around.
No, it doesn't look like there's not even any like feces or any leftovers. It's just where it's been rutting and rubbing against it as it's been hiding in there.
Gotcha.
So it doesn't shit where it eats, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, it's told you it's not stupid.
All right, so I guess we're continuing following the large man.
Yeah. What is your passive perceptions as well, just so I know?
How do I know that?
It would be underneath the stat block where it has your skills, and then the next bit down is your passive perception.
Passive perception is 15.
Yeah.
You need everybody's?
Yeah, just so that it's not necessarily for now. Just yep. So that I have
Theseus is 14. Theseus is
13.
Okay, no worries.
That's the random chance of you're just going to walk by something and notice it when you're not actively looking for it?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yep, and there we go. Okay.
Shit to jump out at us.
You've been down this corridor before. Still pretty cold, and there's nothing of note other than the steps. Just wanted to double check. You got Sean and Greg. You guys can see. Okay, your vision's still set up.
Yep.
Yeah, you had light and stuff like that, as I remember.
Greg, if you want to move Adara up, I'll take the back end.
Yeah, I didn't want to go too far ahead.
Yeah, well, if you want that to be a marching order, unless something's going to happen, just move Gabe's and we'll assume everyone's behind. I will let you know just to expedite moving around. I believe you had come into this one and were checking it as the kids run away, and that's where you find the eye patch and the kernel stone on it.
Yeah, I think I was in this one here. I think we had two different folks, one in one room, one in one room here.
Yeah.
I think Gabe was down in the bottom one, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Sure, but Gabe was still...
I think he was running around because he was possessed.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know I never entered rooms.
Got these two left to do, I believe.
I'm going to send Gabe into one, and I'll take the other direction.
So you've already done that one. You've done that one, and that one.
Oh, okay.
So you've only got these two left.
Well, then here, we'll split them up here.
Okay, so as Gabe is turning over his room, the chest in that one contains a silvered short sword.
Ooh.
Oh, and then your chest contains an ivory hairbrush with silver bristles.
Like silver as in the metal silver?
Yep.
Like, we'll hang on to those.
Yeah, I seem to recall that none of you were any good at actually appraising items, so.
Not a lick.
Yeah.
It looks shiny, so I'm sure it's expensive.
Yeah. But you know what ivory is, and you know what silver is. You just don't know what people value it at.
What was that line from Jurassic Park? It's heavy, that means it's expensive.
Okay. So.
All right.
You've searched all of the sleeping quarters.
So the only thing that I can see is that we have this one door over here, but I thought we were pretty convinced that those were the...
That door had the name Elizabeth written on it.
Right. So I guess it's just my map. I don't see them because I wasn't actually there.
So, all right,
so looks.
I don't think we ever opened the door.
No, you...
We didn't. We got to that point, and then I think...
Yeah, you opened the one that had Gustav's name on it.
Yeah.
And then once you saw it was empty, you went about on your way. Then you came back around and found the ones with Rose and Fawn's name on it and laid the remains to rest. And that's what we picked up.
All right, that works for me. So it looks like to me, like this is a way south or whatever direction. I don't have the compass in here. Or this direction. Anybody got a preference?
Let's do the closest one first.
All right, sounds good.
Stop.
No, it's stopping.
Stop.
Stop. Here, I'll stop here. Is that better?
You put him there. That's where he stops.
Oh, all right, fine.
There is no test. This is just fun. Okay. Oh. Can you roll me? I'll roll it since I don't want to be too mean. I need to roll 3d6. Oh, this is nasty.
Ouch.
Ouch.
Okay, fine. We'll go back here and we'll roll his test. So as you come down this corridor now, after searching through all of the rooms, you hear some ghostly chanting. And it is getting long louder from the west, which was the direction you took. And Garfor is going to hope that he passes his test.
Share that information.
No, he doesn't. As he wanders down here, you don't notice a lack of footprints because his footprints are there now. And he stumbles into this. As his foot goes down, the thin leather blanket that's laid out over the pit trap.
Aww.
Ah, 17. 2 sixes.
How many was his max?
24.
He uses his his inspiration to avoid.
Oh, that's a good point.
How about that? I'll use my inspiration to have him avoid the pit trap.
No, it's not. I forgot he had inspiration. It's fine. So you guys know that he the rug falls out from under him. It's a big burly orc. So he puts his arms out and wedges himself on the sides and doesn't take 17 falling damage and what would that have been? And 12 piercing damage from the spikes at the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't take 29 damage, thereby activating his racial feat to not be dead immediately whilst he's not here.
Thank you. The game was great. Unfortunately, you died.
Probably don't want to go this way.
Now the big leather mat is laying over the spikes, right?
Well, it
how long is the pit trap?
It is the full square, so it's 5 feet. It goes all the way to the sides. It's not like there's a lip around it. It's actually, it was pinned into a wall, so you'd have to try and jump it or find a different way.
I'm not necessarily certain I'm concerned about making that jump, but maybe not everybody here, heavy armor, could do that. Looks like we might have to find another way around.
It's only 5 feet. We could just take one of the tables from that other room and lay it over the pit trap and just walk over it.
Yeah. Well, actually, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, I think that we should do that.
Okay.
Are you going to make us walk back and go and get it and come back?
No, it's fine. So as you get to, I'm going to move Gabe to here. I'm going to move you all. Are you keeping the same marching order?
Sure.
Yes.
So as you get to here, the chanting is noticeably louder from down this direction.
Do we go towards the creepy voices or away from them?
Is there a door that is blocking that hallway? Or is it just because where?
Just because of where you are. I am
okay. Assuming it connects back to the other parts that are lit.
Yeah, so you've seen in the dining room, you can see this point over here. I know you can't see what.
Well, on the map, I can see that square and that. Whoops. That square and that square for some.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. Weird. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, so, yeah, that's fine.
But there's a hallway that goes to his right.
So, yeah, there's a hallway there, and he sees. There must be a shortcut bits that I'm just missing.
There we go. Now I can see it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, as he gets there. Sorry. I'll get there eventually. You hear Gorfor yell two arms as there are two creatures. Do I have one of these to show you? No, I don't have a handout for this one.
Demogorgon.
Yeah, that's it.
Two of them.
Two Demogorgons.
Yeah, so basically.
Four heads are better than two.
They look awfully like flesh eating ghouls.
Mm-mm-mm. Yummy. Fighting in close quarters like this is a pain.
So I'm going to get you all to re-roll initiative.
You know, with my +4 modifier, maybe once I'll roll higher than a 5.
It's funny, I was thinking the same thing.
Woo! Okay, Ed, you need to roll for yourself, which you just rolled for Gabe, I believe. Which I
guess. Oh, I didn't mean to roll for Gabe.
There you go. Okay. So, Adra gets to act first.
Actually see anything?
I don't think so.
That stairs down in front of him?
So, these stairs here go down. These stairs go up. So, you can't see from where you are. You can't see anything yet.
Okay. Then I will hold my turn until I see something.
So, the way I'm doing it is I let you drop. You can drop your initiative value to a different number.
Yeah, I'll drop it to 13 for this turn.
Yeah, so it's permanent. If you want to keep your initiative value as what it is, you can hold a specific action. So you could say, I'm going to ready a firebolt for when I see a ghoul, if that makes sense. And then that would, so if this ghoul moves to here, you'll be able to see him shoot your firebolt before he gets to take an action in this square.
Right.
Yeah. If you ready an actual spell slot spell and then don't use it, you don't lose the spell slot.
Right.
Because you didn't complete casting it.
I will actually take my turn then. I will go one.
I know it's different to how we've played it in other games.
Eh? So they were coming from?
Yeah.
No. Ah. And I actually have to stop there.
Yeah. Oh, you'd. Did you go back and around?
Yeah, I went back
and around. Okay. Yeah. Yep. So you. Is that a dash as well?
I think so, from where I was. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah. So.
Because you said the noise, the chanting was coming from this direction, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. There is. These people were, people were relatively silent until Gorf or disturb them.
I'm going to hold till the last.
So you want to drop your initiative down to... Do you want to go after the ghouls or after Gabe?
After Gabe.
Okay, so I'll drop you down to 14 as well.
Well, no, I'm just holding my initiative. I'm not...
Yeah, I think what he's trying to say, that's how he does it, is if you hold your initiative...
So, the only way you'd be able to do multiple actions is by changing your initiative value, which is a permanent thing.
And you're good. I get it now. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I misunderstood through the conversation, but now I got it.
No, it's fine. Yeah, so there's two ways of doing it. You can hold a specific action, which acts as an interrupt, which is how it works in the actual player's handbook. And then I've added in, because people sometimes want to benefit from going last. And if you roll well, you can use that time to assess when the best time to act is, in my opinion. So,
right. No,
you shouldn't be punished for rolling well, is what I don't think, anyway. So, yeah, that gives Ed. Yeah, go.
For Gabe.
No, for you.
So if
you were before him. I skipped too far.
Oh.
I can go through them all again, just so you feel comfortable.
Oh, I believe you. It's just when I looked over the turn order, it said Gabe. Okay. Can I still get a swing in on the ghoul from where I'm sitting?
You wouldn't be able to swing. You can see this one. Sorry, you can see this guy from where you are, but it would be really hard shot because these steps go up. So you're looking at
right.
But no, you can't see anything. I'm just lying to you because I just checked.
Yeah, I was just going to say because of how hard corner it is, I don't think that
so
I
can. You can move to here and then move back. Because of the way it works, if you want to shoot.
Right. Well, no, because, again, I'm in that situation where I've got a sword. I'd have to drop the sword, hold the bow.
You can move here and swing. But before you do that...
I'd have to take opportunity attacks on the way in.
No, I'm just thinking, before you do that, you might want to listen to what Adva's got to say about that.
And I'm listening.
Because you should see an extra guy now, Greg.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't even know. Well, if I see him appear there, then I could warn him.
Yeah.
He actually has to be there.
Yeah, he's not there yet.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I don't know that it's there.
Yeah.
Mechanically, though, just to make sure that I understand the rules here. So if I'm passing through the ghoul, how many opportunity attacks is that?
So you wouldn't be able to... I'm on the wrong layer again.
I provoke opportunity attack when you leave.
So you... You can get this is as far as you can go. You can't go through any of those ghouls because they're not going to make way for you.
But this one will.
That's not a ghoul. That's Gabe.
Yeah, that's Gabe.
Yeah.
I'm talking about that ghoul right there.
There isn't a ghoul there.
There isn't?
There shouldn't be.
On my screen, there is.
Tell you what, there isn't one there. I'm going to, and I can't, when I check your vision, I can't see one there. So I'm going to reconnect.
I will shoot you a screenshot.
No, I believe you. It might be
worth... That's why I'm confused. I'm like, everyone's like, well, how the hell am I walking through this ghoul that's sitting there?
No, do you want to disconnect and reconnect?
You can just hit the browser refresh and reload.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'll do that. Yeah, because that's where I was like, well, what's everyone doing? Like, they're walking through this ghoul.
Is that fixed it any better?
It's loading up now, so I will answer that question momentarily. That seems to have cleared it, yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so that's as far as you could go. I assume you understand that now, that there isn't a random ghoul there.
I understand it perfectly now.
So I've put you back in your square.
Okay, so that makes my decision making a little bit more different. I was like, oh, what are they talking about? Like, how am I getting through here without... getting killed. Okay. All right. My browser is taking its time to load up my character sheet. There we go. Okay. So I could actually affect.
Click on your mute in roll 20.
Thank you. I didn't catch muted that. So I can effectively share a space with Gabe.
You can pass through it if you wanted to. It's functionally irrelevant. If you want to shoot your ball, you'd have to move to here and then move back. You can't stop in that space, if that makes sense. Basically, Gabe weans back while you get past and then reoccupies the square.
Okay. All right. I'm going to do something I regret doing, and I'm going to regret it every time. I am going to drop the longsword where I sit.
Yeah.
I am going to pull out my bow.
Okay.
I'd really love to be in the space that Gabe's currently occupying, but I think I might step back after everyone's gone through. So I will move to here.
Okay.
The only one that I am positive exists is here. I see a sliver of something there.
Yeah.
But that's the one I've got good eyes on. So that's the shot I'm going to take.
Okay, crack on then. Well, it's a crit, so it hits.
I would hope. Why can I not get to the chat window? There we go. Behold.
Okay, that was so a little 12 damage. You hear him wailing, and he doesn't like that arrow being stuck in him. Yeah, so are you going to drop back, or are you going to remain in that square?
I am going to drop back, because I want to make way for Gabe.
Yeah, well, he's just going to go wading in like a half-orc fighter and
exactly
protect his wizardy friend.
Captain Caveman his way in.
Yeah, and then what weapons does he have? I think he's just going to do his two-handed battle axe again. 20 Ooh. Hits as Ooh. He decapitates the first ghoul.
Gabe's going to be so sorry he missed this.
And he's going to yell, there's another one down this way, gesturing over here.
Gotcha.
And that's his turn. So we are going to have the... Beesius is initiative step now.
Is that a ghoul to my right, I'm guessing?
Yeah, you can get that.
Let's get that.
A 20 hits. 8. Okay. Then this ghoul is going to go. He is going to swing at the only target he can. Okay. He's going to bite at the half orc. A 4 doesn't hit. Okay. And then this one is going to move up behind it and gnash its teeth and wish it had a longer reach.
Make angry noises.
Yeah.
Make angry noises.
This one's going to roll its own initiative value, which happens to be 14 as well. Cool. He's going to come to here.
All worked out for the best.
Yeah. So this one is actually going to swing with its claws. 13 does not hit Gabe, so he's fine. Yeah. So
we encounter our wizard friend.
Yeah. Back to a wizard.
Okay, I'm going to target the back of the two ghouls in the hallway directly down. Okay.
Yeah.
I hit him so hard, he moves back a square.
Apparently. I will do a thing. I'll put, I believe, the one with the yellow dot is one you're talking about.
Sure.
So I'm just going to give him all colored dots to make it easier.
I scorch him for 7 points of fire damage.
21 does indeed hit, so you do. Okay, are you going to stay there?
I'm assuming I can't. I could neither attack the one beside Gabe nor, like, I mean, I could only partially see it. I don't imagine it can attack me around that corner either.
No, Gabe would have to allow it to be attacking you, kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay, no, I'll stay where I am.
Yeah. Ed, it's back to you.
All right, so now that I can squeeze back in here, can I safely get a shot on the green one?
So because you can only occupy these steps and they go up and there's two people in the way, you can't get line of sight to... that's got total cover now.
That's what I was afraid of.
Yeah.
So... Ugh.
So you guys going to have to make a decision, eh? Are you going to try and fight them in this choke point? Or are you going to try and pull them out into a more open space where more of you can hit them?
You can come around to where I am and we could take turns being in that.
That's probably not a bad idea. All right, so I've got movement. I'm at 35, aren't I?
You can move 14 squares.
So remember, you're in this space at the moment, and mm-hmm. Garfall will friendly remind you to not forget your foot sword this time.
I was going to mention that I was going to pick that up on my way past.
I'm sure you were. No one likes leaving the Tommy gun on a rock and forgetting about it.
I feel like that's a joke.
That has never happened in the history of gaming ever.
GMs are nice people too, honest.
That is going to be my full turn, though. It's basically picking my sword up.
Yeah.
Replacing my bow and kind of getting it around and into position.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So double-handed battle axe and 18 will hit.
That'll
14 slashing damage, which is just it. So the second ghoul. is decapitated.
He's going to be so sorry he missed this.
Oh, if he'd have rolled, it would have been all ones, man.
That's true.
Just be thankful I'm not rolling these against you. He's feeling pretty adventurous, so he's going to... Oh, no. Yeah, screw it. He's going to step into this space. He's going marauding like a half-orc fighter would.
Like you would, yeah.
Like
any he's two for two at the moment. He's feeling good. Lopping off heads left, right, and center. A 20 hit, Sean, so go for it. 5. It's a meaty hit. Doesn't quite decapitate, but you are using a mace, so... Are you stepping back out?
So there, yeah.
Okay, so he's going to make an attack of opportunity if you step out.
Yep.
Yeah, so he's going to swing at you with his claws. An 8. I assume 18. That doesn't hit.
It's close, but no. Just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside.
Okay, so this guy is going to step into here, and he's going to try and savage the wizard with his claws. 13.
AC 17.
17, okay.
It's that dex.
Yeah.
Yep, it's all about the dex, not the dex.
It's that undressed AC.
It's the chick chain.
This one is going to, the yellow girl is going to attack the half-orc with advantage now. 23 will hit.
Oof.
For 6 slashing damage. And he's going to take a constitution check.
DC 10, though.
But he wishes he didn't roll an 8. So he's paralyzed for 1 minute.
Ugh.
So 10 rounds of paralysis.
Ugh.
He was doing so well.
He was. Does a cure light break that?
So you'd need a lesser
spell. A spell that is beyond your capability. Level 3. To remove.
Okay.
Yeah.
So not that I. So there's not much I can do to help. All right. This got a little bit more complicated.
Yep.
That's what cockiness does to you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, it's only a DC.
The good thing is we might have a mage that can shoot through.
This is true.
Okay. So Theseus, you're up again.
All right. I'm gonna swing and try to thunk.
Does he go prone when that happens?
No, he's literally just frozen as he is holding his axe. But you can see his muscles tense. A 10 misses, Sean. He's angry. He's ready to swing, but it's just not happening.
So he knows what's going on.
Yeah. Okay. Adra, you are up. And Ed's on deck after that.
Okay.
Cool.
25 hits. Only 2, but it does take away this guy's reaction.
Which means that there's no attack of opportunity. Very nice. I like that little combo.
I like it when it goes wrong and he misses and then I get to smash him next turn.
What did I say to that?
Shield. Shield. I've played this game before. I know exactly what you say to that. There you go, Ed. You're up.
So I'm going to squeeze in. I'm going to make a wild guess and say that is not an advantage, even though he's standing there paralyzed.
Because he's paralyzed, he is not a threat to it, no.
You can't use your longbow either, or you're a disadvantage.
Yeah, you want to use your longsword again.
Yeah, and you equip your sword.
So he picked his sword up, so I will let you attack with your sword.
Thank you. I was going to say, because I actually clicked the wrong button when I went to drag that. I knew what I was going for.
That's 12 just hits.
Really? Whoa. Yeah. Woohoo!
Yeah, so
and you can move out of the way as well, Ed, because the ghoul loses his reaction for the rest of the round.
Oh!
So you can step back into a square you formerly occupied, which wouldn't have provoked an opportunity anyway.
Right, but it leaves the door open for Adra to come in.
Correct.
Gotcha.
So let me double check when I get at the end of each. So I'm paralyzed at the moment, and then. There we go. Got a 10 this time. It's plus 6 to his constitution. It's fine. So you see him really trying to swing his axe, really, really angry. And then he turns around. But that was his turn. At which point, the ghouls say, so green is going to attack Theseus with the claws again. Does that work? Apparently not. A 9 doesn't hit, I assume.
No.
And then claws again on the half-orc, because stun-locking him is going to be fun. With advantage, 23. but 8 points of damage.
Ugh.
He's looking a little bit beaten up now, and he needs a constitution save. Oh, he knows what's coming this time, so he's fine.
That one he saw come.
Yeah. BCS, you are up.
That's a good question.
So, the ghoul in front of you and Gorkfar, I keep remembering. Yeah, Gorkfar both look equally as bloodied.
I'm going to do a cure wound.
Okay. Oh, that's a nice chunk of health back. Yeah. And then we have Adra.
Aha, I get advantage on my touch attack this
time. You do get advantage now. At 18 hits. 8.
More of the bad touch.
It's looking really bad now. That flesh is melting from where you've been grabbing it. You can see bone and sinew. Not pretty.
It smells like barbecue chicken. All right.
It's been left out in the sun for about 12 years.
Let's see if I can finish this off then. Woo!
An 18 will hit.
Boom!
Okay, yeah, that'll be enough. Any special flourishes here, Ed?
Oh, I think I want to try to take it off at the knees, and then as it's coming down in midair, try to chop its head off. So, like, I've, like, taken the legs and the head out. It's just like a torso that gets hit the ground.
Okay. Well, then we have Gabe. He's been doing pretty well with his two-handed axe. 24 will do it.
Wait, how did he get unfrozen?
He passed his set.
He passed his con.
Ah, I missed that. Okay.
I hacked at it a little bit, and it's still up.
He didn't one-shot that one? What the heck?
No, he only did 12 damage to it. Wasn't enough.
But it's no longer at advantage, right?
Correct. But it doesn't matter, because it didn't need it.
Jeez.
And he takes 6 more.
And another con check.
He really shouldn't be failing these. DC 10 with plus 6.
I know that.
so he's fine. Then BCS, you're up again.
Well, I'm going to slowly move to here.
Yep.
And then I'm going to move to here.
Okay.
And since he's in the way, I can't do any attacks. So,
So you could Sacred Flame it, because you do have vision of it. He doesn't block your line of sight.
He doesn't? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so it is a 13. No, so he takes 6 radiant damage, which is enough.
Yay!
Wails and gnashes his teeth as his head bursts into flames.
Okay. At the end of that, I'm just going to move one more forward.
Okay.
And that's where I'm going to stop.
I assume it's safe to say that they had nothing of value on their rotting dead corpses.
They did not. Right. If you're a big fan of banana hammocks, you now have 4 of them.
Maybe I might look good in one. You never
know. Totally turning that into a turban and wearing it.
Just wipe the guts off and, you know, it'll be fine. How far down is our big boy in green?
So he will tell you that he is feeling fine because he's going to...
Use his second wind.
Good job.
D10. Oh, well.
Oh, plus 2. So he gets 4 back.
Yeah, that's fine. Does he want to use a hit die as well?
We'd have to take a rest.
That's true, yeah. Let's see if I get on playing in a minute. Yeah, that's fine. He's okay. He's a half orc. He'll be fine.
He'll be fine. All right.
Kill him in one swing.
Yeah, true.
Since we started down this path, do we want to continue on?
Well, Sean can see lots of skeletons on the floor, like strapped to a wall with some rusty shackles.
Or they're bunny rabbits, one or the other.
One or the other.
I think my big green friend is going to cut in front of me.
Okay.
Can I take a 5-second break to go and grab a drink real quick?
Yeah.
Take me 2 seconds, sorry.
Chris, have you ever heard of drive-through RPG?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go broke.
The print on demand stuff is actually quite good.
Yeah. You should also shoot us a message with stuff you're looking at, as there's chances that PDFs may be available through a perfectly legal source.
I'm looking at all first edition and second edition.
For what?
I don't know. What's D&D on Bits and Mortar, Greg? Don't pick any wizards.
There's no TSR stuff on Bits and Mortar.
No. Sad times.
I wish you had told me that like 6 weeks ago. I think I just got done tossing out my CDs that had that stuff. I was like, oh, I'm never going to use that stuff again. I literally just tossed those.
The funny thing is I own most of it in paper, but having it PDF is even just as good.
Well, I don't know about you, but like, especially with my older D&D stuff now, like I'm getting to the point that it's so old. Like I'm a little iffy about opening it and cracking some of those books now. I'm like, I don't want to like damage them. Like if I have a PDF version of it, I'd love to flip through them that way.
That's kind of my thing. But if I ever do a campaign, I would do it through Roll20 and then scan the PDFs in and stuff.
Good call. Okay.
So yeah, Sean can see a room that is festooned with moldy skeletons hanging from rusty shackles against a wall, and you can sort of make out an alcove that seems to have a figure standing in it.
Does it look like a statue?
Can't tell from in that corner. If you want to move square by square, I'll give you more. So yeah, as your light shines upon the statue, you can see that it's actually painted and colorized. It is a gaunt man with his pale hand resting on the head of a wolf that sat next to him, and in his right hand he seems to be holding something.
And I can't tell from this far away.
Yeah, it looks like it's a black kind of crystal orb.
I'm sure it's got nothing but good things in it.
Yeah, it's full of candy.
It's full of candy and goodness.
That's as far as I'm going in, so whoever's next, if they want to approach and be destroyed.
So yes. Before so we go,
the statue is in here, in this alcove.
Yeah. There's the large star, him, and then the wolf is the small star.
Yeah, correct.
Can I take a brief moment to examine these bodies that are chained to the wall and get an idea of maybe how long they were there?
Yeah, they are in various states of decay. It looks like some of them were dead beforehand and have been like the remains thrown back in here. Some of them look like they died here. Did you get the bit about the statue, Greg? Or?
Oh, no.
Yeah, so the large star is a statue of a gaunt, pale-faced man wearing a voluminous black cloak. His left hand...
Does Sean recognize him?
No, Sean would not recognize him. Well, it would be literally impossible for Sean to recognize him. Because, in fact... Make me a history check, Sean.
Are you sure?
Yeah. So, Sean kind of has a passing... But give me a sec. I'm going to whisper to you, Sean.
Because your guy's from here, but prior.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
The first edition version.
Before it went into its own realm.
That's kind of how I view it, is the first edition version versus this edition version.
Yeah, no, I gotcha. My character doesn't know that, but I gotcha.
I think I know him, but I'm not sure. He has a similarity to someone from years ago. Oh, can't remember. Sprod?
There's no title or name. Oh, we have a letter with his name on.
Yeah, but we don't have...
This reminds me of Strahd.
What a strange place to keep a statue of the leader of your land, buried in the catacombs in the basement. I did hear that like the little statue is a wolf or something.
Yeah, his left hand is placed on the head of a wolf. His right hand, there is a black, smoky gray crystal.
Who wants to examine the crystal? Who wants to touch it? I think the green skin wants to touch it. Or at least try to get a closer look to see if there's anything like twisting,
turning. Oh my god, you're using your son's character as a 10-foot pole.
You know, there's nothing better than that, isn't there?
Parenthood has its advantages.
My NPC Boris runs through the room, triggering all the traps and touching everything he possibly can. It comes out and tells us everything is.
Okay. Chris is like, oh, wow, you weren't actually supposed to touch that.
Really quick, how do you whisper again?
/ W and then the player's name. Or you can send me a message on Discord, I suppose. Yeah. So
a 10-foot pole is going to take a little bit closer look at the statue and see what he can see.
It's
specifically that shiny orb looks pretty interesting.
Okay. So let me take a test.
This turns out to be a tomb of annihilation.
What's he actually trying to do? Is he having a look at it?
He's just having a closer look. He's not trying to yank it out of the statue's hand. He's just trying to get a closer look at it.
Okay.
Like, does it look valuable that he might want to steely-steely it?
Okay. And so, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay. So that's where I would put him.
Yeah.
Order the land.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Basically, at that point is where divergence happened.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. So he says that it looks like a crystal orb, and the smoky texture in it seems to be like blowing around like fog or mist.
Like a crystal ball?
Yeah, it's a crystal ball, but like it seems like really.
But I'm just saying, like a crystal ball, right? With like a smoky sort of like
it's essence actually inside. Hard for him to make out from here because he only has dark vision, and the light is it because it's quite small. He can't really get a good look at it, so you need to move the light closer. You want him to get an even better look.
Who's technically the light source?
I'll go up and use my arcana and check it.
Yeah, I was going to say you might want to take a better look at this. Yeah. Meiji for.
Either Arcana Investigation, whichever you
prefer. Arcana would be good. He did a decent job with his investigation. Yeah, so you see that it looks like a crystal ball. It would be like an arcane focus, and it definitely has some swirliness inside of it.
Do we have 10 minutes? I want to take 10 minutes, I ask the party.
Is that like the good old take 20?
If we do, let's ritually cast
a spell.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's post guards at the entrances then.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. We'll take the big man here. I'll kind of fill up the middle, and I'll have.
Yeah. You take the overrun.
Yeah, I'll have my bow prepared as opposed to the sword.
Okay. So the half orc says there's a door here.
Okay.
Duly noted.
We'll cast detect magic as a ritual.
Okay, do you want to take...
I'll be right back.
Do you want to take longer and do a short rest just so I can spend a hit die, or do you want to just take 10 minutes?
Well, we'd have to do them as two separate...
I'm happy for you to take... Right.
I won't get the benefits of the short rest.
You will. I'm going to...
So we'll take 40 minutes?
Over 60 minutes, you need to spend like 45 of them actually resting, which can be like... reading your spell book kind of thing. So, you know what I mean? Casting a ritual, I don't consider to
be... I think I've already used my arcane recovery.
You have. It's more so that Gabe can get back up to full.
Yeah, sure. That's fine.
Because that gives him back his second wind as well, doesn't it? That long rest.
No. It says in the description.
Yeah, he gets his second wind back and gets to spend a hit now. Yeah, it's good. I just really don't want to kill his character, that's all. But yeah, we've not really spoken about this as a group yet because we're still kind of feeling it out. But a short rest is an hour, but for it to count, you've just got to not do anything overly strenuous. I'm not going to let you cast an hour's worth of rituals back to back. But if you want to throw one ritual casting into a short rest, I'm not
sure.
It's not going to break it.
Yeah, I'm not getting the benefit of the short rest anyway. So, yeah.
But like, so out of the hour, if you spend 15 minutes of it, less than half, don't take a piss and try and do 29 minutes worth of rituals. But you know what I mean? And then, like, for a long rest, if you get, like, 6 hours of an 8-hour period, I'm not going to, like, cancel your long rest through that.
Right.
If you guys are consistently doing it, it will build up so that at some point it won't have an effect.
I see where you're going.
But,
okay.
So once the detect magic goes off, is there anything in the room that radiates magic?
The whole room. You're blind.
I believe there are some scrolls and it's a potion, I think, you find.
Does this crystal ball radiate magic?
No. You recognize it. It definitely would be useful as an arcane focus. It has value, but there is no magical aura coming from it.
Okay, so it doesn't have a curse or something on it either.
Nope, it doesn't have a curse on it.
It could be trapped, but we don't have a rogue, so there's no way of knowing that. I will take the rest of the 10 minutes and walk back through the rooms that we have investigated so far.
Okay.
And see if there's anything I've missed with the... Because as long as I'm concentrating, it's spell last 10 minutes.
Yeah, you might as well.
Going back through. Yeah, the short sword being silvered wouldn't give off anything magical. It's just a property of a sword.
I was just asking.
Yeah.
It could still be a +1 short sword of silver. Just saying.
Could be.
Yeah, some monsters would require, like, silvered weapons or...
Uh-huh. That's what
or I was like, a magical weapon to do full.
Yeah.
Even the hairbrush was like, well, if I have to smack something with this, it might be useful.
Yeah, well, you might as well keep the short sword so that if we do run into some undead that are resistant to normal weapon damage.
Can you not use a short sword as a wizard?
I could in theory, but it'll be wasted on me. Let's put it that way. It is a finesse weapon, so you get to use your dex bonus. It's ideal for our ranger.
Yeah. It could be an offhand weapon.
Yeah, well, like better than a longsword because I'm assuming your dex is much better than your strength.
That's a great assumption. Inaccurate.
Yeah. So you would get to use your dex bonus when you're wielding the short sword and it only does like a d6 instead of a d8. So it's probably dramatic. Its average damage is going to be much higher.
Gotcha. Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, there's nothing magical other than the stuff that you got upstairs, which was from that chest. It was some free scrolls and stuff. Yeah.
I'm just like illuminating the rooms that I'm like, that I have not seen so that I'm walking. I think that's everything.
Yep.
Oops. It's funny how it makes me walk back way.
You can't go.
I have to actually follow the map to get back.
Do you want me to just drop me back in the room?
Okay. I'm having a little lollygag.
There you go. I'll just override you and put you back.
You mean like where I was kind of like trying to sneak down this hallway and like look around the corner?
Yeah. Sorry, if you want to go a different way, you can. I don't mind.
That's fine. And that was the last they ever saw of the myth.
And she never...
And he fell in the pit trap.
I'm going to use an investigation check on the orb to see if I can see if it's trapped in any way. I have a sneaking suspicion that removing it from the statue is going to have some sort of adverse effect. But I will attempt to discern using my limited knowledge of traps and so forth.
So given you're all decently well on your arcana and your investigation, give me give me an insight roll. In fact, insight is... Yeah, give me an insight roll. Yeah. So you get a feeling that it's probably not going to explode, but you just have a foreboding feeling about it. Like, for the shadows to be floating around inside it, you'd expect it to be magical, but it isn't. So you feel like there's something else at play here.
Okay, well, I'm going to do a Gandalf. Take out a cloth, and I'm going to wrap the orb in the cloth and stick it in my... Keep it away from the halflings.
As you touch it, you indeed get a sense of foreboding as the shadows that are inside it seem to creep out of it and become some actual shadows.
Dun, dun, dun.
So
I'll do that at the hour five minute mark of the show. And we don't deprive Gabe of his shirt rest.
I'm not going to let you screw him over. It's fine. Okay, need to move.
Love the artwork they're doing. So those did not come up under his detect magic at all. I guess they're not considered magical beings.
Oh, they were shadows that were just hiding inside the orb.
Ah.
Okay. So I will let you see this happening as you reach for it. So I'll let you position yourselves in the room. Yeah. So that's where they're going to be. Oh.
I think I'm sort of semi-happy with where I am.
Yeah. There we go. It's better.
We roll an initiative here.
We will be, yes. Now let me clear the old one out. Oh, and I saw a 10 for shadows. That's nice.
That's good.
I'll roll a 10 as well. Not the worst initiative we've ever done.
I'm concerned with what we're going to be doing to damage these things. I assume they're very transparent.
I thought you guys had got past this, so I just need to double read up on what we're doing. Because I was relatively sure you guys weren't going to grab it after I said that it wasn't magical. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, we haven't even begun the depths of our...
Yeah, we really don't want to get hit by these things.
Run away.
Yeah, I don't know that that's an option either, but...
Disengage action.
And then they follow us the rest of the night.
If I understand the way the turn undead works, if you can actually pull it off, they try to get away from you.
Yeah, they move away, I think it's for a minute, and then they cower in a corner, basically.
Right. So it's kind of like a crowd control where we could focus them down one at a time.
As soon as you attack one, it breaks the... For that one, it breaks the... I'll attempt to do the turn undead. Does it affect all of them, Chris?
It will do, yeah. It's a radius. So make sure you move yourself in the room to where you want to be before the combat happens, because basically, as he touches the orb, go and rock it into this sack, that it's disturbed the peaceful lying around inside the orb, and you see him start forming out of it into his five independent shadow forms. So you have time to react. So where do you want Gabe to be?
Well, you might as well. That's where he would have been
Yeah, that's pretty much where he would have been with this whole thing fired off. It's kind of okay where he is.
So undead that you can see, I can see or hear you. Yeah, so roll within 30 feet. Okay, so it needs to... What kind of save is it?
It's his wisdom, I think, DC.
Okay, so one passes. So top right, fails. Middle, fails. Bottom left, fails.
Really?
Bottom right, fails. Yeah, so one of them passes, the other ones all fail.
That was this one here that passed, right?
Correct.
So for 10 rounds, they run, they try to get as far away from him as they can.
Yeah, I'm just going to...
They'll even use a dash action.
Did you want to do anything else, Sean?
I think he's done enough.
I can't attack, can I?
That is an action, so you can do any bonus action.
Gotcha. I'm going to hang out here.
Wait
and see.
So I should ask, Greg, did you finish putting the crystal in the bag, or did you like leave it where it was after, as you disturbed it and saw this happening? How committed were you to the action?
Well, I touched it. The shadows came out of the bag.
As soon as anything touched it, they started swirling out of it and seeping out of it. So if you did it as one quick action, you're holding the crystal. If you're in the bag in your hand at the moment,
and the crystal is still sitting where it was.
Yeah. So if it's still on the, so that will be Ed's turn.
So I had already announced that I was using my bow. I was in preparation, so I assume that none of that has changed.
Yeah. So remember, as Sean was saying, if you damage any of the ones that are turned, they will become unturned.
But is my character going to know which ones are turned? Can I tell which ones are starting to, like, oh crap, and start trying to work their way out of the room?
Be reacting to it.
All right, well, I'll see. My character is not going to know whether or not how useless or not this is going to be, so I'll take a shot at it and see what happens. Woo!
An 18 hits.
Woo!
So the arrow does hit it, but you feel like As it passes through, it doesn't do full amount of damage you'd expect.
Yeah, sort of like it just slowed its way through as it pinged off. Yeah,
it definitely connected with something. Like, its trajectory swirled, or its velocity swirled, but it passed through the other side and the thing is still stood there, or floating there, okay. I should say.
My character's questioning his life decisions.
Yeah. Okay. Adra?
Well, let's just see here. His arrow did some damage, right?
Yeah. Like, part of the shadow form burst out of her back with the, as the arrow passed through it, but it was, like, swirled and didn't feel like it. It wasn't an impactful strike, shall we say.
I wish I had some radiant type damage, but I will bust out.
Magic missile. Yeah, so you need to click it three times.
Three times.
Yeah.
Three times.
So does this count as magical? Because it's a spell.
It is, and it's force damage.
Yeah. 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 So as the three darts of your magic missile all impact it from like different angles and things, it kind of wafts away into nothingness, and that shadow is defeated.
So are the rest of them ever going?
They move on their turn.
Okay.
They're going to start moving on their turn again.
Yeah. So Garfar is curious what you would like him to do. Garfar.
Hit the closest one and stay there.
Isn't that going to bring the others around to them, though?
No. Just the one he hits.
Just the one he hits. No. Okay.
So we're fighting them, not...
Nope, stay where he was.
Okay.
And then clunk.
And swing away,
okay. Okay. This one, it seems like it's a job for his hammer, pretty sure.
That's 24 will hit. Smashy bits.
The hammer, it feels it. Yeah, you see his swing come up and under it as it enters the form of a shadow. His momentum is slowed. And then as he comes out the other side, there's a, not a spray, but a trail of a shadow behind it. But it doesn't have the full effect. And that's him done. The shadow, so this one is no longer turned. So these three all start shrinking back into the crystal. And kind of shrinking and trying to get as far away from the priest as they can. This one, however, is going to have a go at the half-orc again. An 11, I assume, misses.
Yeah, I think his is like 17 or 18.
18, yeah. Okay.
I'm going to shoot the active one with Sacred Flame.
Okay. That is a... Let's see. It passes.
It says denied.
That's the bad thing about Sacred Flame. So it's the same as a Firebolt, only I roll. But...
So having seen the ineffectiveness of my bow, I believe that I am going to lay that bow down temporarily and pull off...
So real quick, just a quick question. That's a save roll that you're making, correct?
Yeah.
It's half damage then.
No, not for Sacred Fire.
No, it actually says it right in it. I'm looking at the breakdown. Save effect, half damage.
So it does if it's vulnerable to radiant damage, which most
people are,
takes double damage.
Oh, okay. So, but bypassing it, it just takes half?
Yeah.
Right.
And just doubled, right? So it just takes normal damage.
So I don't think you take damage from Sacred Flame if it misses, because it's a cantrip.
You can just click the spell and it'll link it in chat.
Here, I'll look it up.
I've got it here. Sacred Flame. Target must succeed on a dexterity saving throw or take 1d8 radiant damage. Targets gain no benefit from cover, and it increases. Yeah, so it doesn't have the half damage for passing the save, it's just a miss. It passes.
Okay, it's weird because it says I'm in the... In the breakdown of it, when you open it up, it talks about the half damage on the saving throw. But
it's not quite to do it all. Yeah. Yeah, so you would have... the target gains no benefit from cover for the saving throw, so it doesn't get easier to dodge. But anyway, that's fine. So no damage from that. Adji, we're going to draw your silver short sword, I'm assuming?
Correct.
Yeah.
Now, I don't have a short sword stats currently on me.
Give me one.
But I assume it is a D6.
Short sword?
If you wouldn't mind adding that to my inventory.
Yeah, I'm going to do it now. Did that go in? Do you have a short sword now?
I do not see one at the moment, but let me close the character sheet and reopen it. pop out for me.
Probably going to end up with like 14 short swords in it.
I do not see a short sword, no.
Okay.
Boo.
If you kick the cog in where your weapon attacks and spellcasting are at, you can just add it.
Yeah, I'm
just take in short sword and then pick the attack type as dexterity.
Okay, so wait.
I'm just doing it now. Ed.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, there it is. I see.
Dex, proficient, attack. 1d6, is it, for damage for short sword?
Yep. Plus his dex bonus.
Slashing plus dex. Yeah, it should be right. Okay, that should be fine. There you go.
Yay.
Yeah, you should have it now. See if that works.
The only thing that's wrong with it is the damage. It just says my four, like my bonus four damage for my strength. It doesn't actually have the 1d6 in it.
Oh, okay.
If you just click the actual short sword in that section, it should bring it all up in the.
Are you sure?
We'll try it.
Right here. We'll give it a try. So this just says plus six.
So which is your to hit. That's your to hit, right?
So you rolled a 15 plus four for your.
Yeah, but if you take a look at the damage.
Yeah.
It's not putting the. Yeah. It's not got the damage type in there.
Let me go back in. Sorry.
That's okay. This is the same thing that happened whenever we added the longsword for.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. It was grayed out. I didn't notice.
Okay.
So you hit with a 23. So just want to roll a d6. Or
there we go.
Seven, there you go. So that does full damage. Seven. There you go. So yeah, this time lots of shadows follow through with the blade, and your attack as it passes through, whereas in Gorfor's hammer slowed down, this one passes clean through it. Okay, and Adra, Adara?
I'm going to...
The DM has a hard time reading the characters' name tags on their chat.
I need to fix it as well, because when I put it into the initiative, we've got Adara, Theseus, Gabe, and Ed. So I think that's I need to rename the tokens, that's all. A 12 just hits.
So this will be half damage.
Yeah, it's fire damage.
So 1 point.
One damage. So, for some reason, you feel like that did full damage.
You feel like
yeah. And it's full. Exactly. Because somehow you can't reduce nothing to nothing.
Okay.
And can I make a skill check in this round?
Yeah.
Make an arcana check?
Yeah.
To see if I have any inkling as to what type of my attacks this creature is resistant to.
So, make me straight up intelligence check. So you definitely know that piercing and bludgeoning attack seems to have not worked. Slashing looked like it worked.
Okay.
Fire wasn't as effective, and it seemed like the force damage was good.
Yeah. I kind of figured it was elemental damage, but I don't really want to waste my last first level spell on it.
Probably
wise. You should have what spells have you cast? I thought you should be back up to three.
Yeah, but I used one to cast Mage Armor at the beginning of the day.
Yeah, but then remember you took a short rest and your arcane recovery at level 2 would give you 2 points back.
I think I was level 1 when we started.
Well, you leveled so up part. As part of that rest. So.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you should have been full
for spells going into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. I wasn't clear when we did the level up because we kind of leveled up at a weird point just so that it wouldn't mess it up, but
I didn't want to assume.
No, that's fine.
That.
I noted and appreciated that you played it to your own detriment. Yeah. So this time,
as an honest player would,
he's going to keep swinging with his hammer, unperturbed, and that's just enough. So another shadow fades into nothingness. So there are still three shadows which seem to be withdrawing and shrinking, but are still present, like hovering around the orb.
So here's a question, Sean. Do you want me to break the orb while they're not inside?
Yeah, be a good idea.
Okay. So they're not inside it. It looks like they're trying to hide behind it more than they are trying to get back in it.
Oh, okay. So they're not going to go back inside of it, like where we'd have to bring them back.
No,
They're behind the statue of Strahd, is basically what it's
basically. They can occupy small spaces, and I have to move away from a cleric.
I'm going to thunk one.
Okay.
And then trigger it, correct?
Yeah, just hit one.
Yeah, so it'll basically be the top one. There should be three left from memory.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take the first one. Sorry.
Yeah. No worries. It's up misses, obviously. And then that one is mine to use as I wish again. And then it's Ed.
So I guess I'm going to...
So real quick, did that one get broken because it's attacked, or is it only when it hits?
I
think it's when you attack it.
Yeah.
I believe. But we'll be look. I put it up.
So I can... Can I go here and then here?
Yeah, you can occupy those
spaces. No. It says until it takes any damage.
Okay, so no. Okay, yeah. That's
fine. Oh, okay, so I don't have to worry about
it. I'm going to move back here.
Thanks! I guess I'll take my swing.
Okay. Any of them, I suppose, it doesn't matter. So 14 will hit. Taking ages for damage to load on my screen.
It's taken a long time. Yeah.
You think it's the dice thing?
No, I think it's the lots of people on D20. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of people on.
COVID, the joys. Yeah, so that one, again, the sword cuts through it and there's wailing and gnashing.
Now I've definitely pissed it off.
Yep, Adra. So you can definitely distinguish this one from the other ones as it's starting to grow in size again, where the other ones are still trying to make themselves as small as possible.
Gotcha, yeah. Yeah, I'll just firebolt it, I think.
That hits. Yeah, so it does some damage. You definitely notice this time that it definitely isn't taking the full damage.
Did round it up or round it down?
I rounded down, but I can't remember. I'm pretty sure you always round down for damage. Yeah. I'll look it up while we're going. Okay. I suppose I can't look it up because Gabe's going to move in and smash this guy.
Yeah. He's just going to come in and.
His hammer's doing fine. Oh, no. A 9 misses, so he's done.
Oh.
Of a shadow, however, gets an attack again. 17 does not hit the half orc. Lucky. Lucky.
Lucky.
BCS, you are. Back on the plate, my friend.
I'll do the Sacred Flame again.
Okay. A 13 fails, so it takes extra damage. Yeah, this one definitely doesn't enjoy being set on fire from a radiant damage.
It doesn't like to be lit up.
It does not like being lit up. Ed, you are on deck. Adra's next.
Really wish Gabe would have slid into that other slot, but it is what it is.
Straight up, man. He just wants to fight it straight up. 21 hits. Who knew?
At some point, times my dice are going to roll something above a 3.
7's more than enough. This one is sent back to whence it came, leaving 2 smaller shadowy shapes trying to hide from a cleric.
They're scared of him.
I think I've got 5 more rounds left of being scared of him. 5 or 6.
I was curious if we were keeping track.
Okay.
I think that was the 3rd round of combat.
Oh, okay.
Because I've cast
Magic
Missile and 2 fireballs.
There's still 7 rounds of it left. So, Adra, would you like to hold until after? So, you and Gabe could hold their attack. You could hold a fireball. Gabe could hold a swing until after Theseus's go, so that you effectively skip the shadow's attack.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Because you hold until your next activation. Yeah, you ready in action. Sure. Your ready to action doesn't end at the end of the round. So you get to screw the shadow out of an attack effectively. So, Theseus, gonna Sacred Flame one of them again?
Yeah.
I fail, so it takes 8 radiant damage. And then there'll be a swing of a hammer as it starts growing in size again, which hits. And a firebolt, I'm assuming.
It missed. Oh, believe. I rolled a 10, right?
All right, yeah. Sorry. I missed it. So that is BCS. Ed's up. So one of them is starting to grow larger again and not be turned.
Not be nearly as fearful.
I'm not sure why it suddenly thinks I'm 5th level, but...
Ugh.
A 13 hits.
Hey, I rolled above a...
And...
A 3.
Another one bites the dust. Or becomes dust.
Or becomes, yeah.
Do you want to do the same thing again? I'll hold until Theseus.
Yep.
Okay, Theseus, I'm assuming you want to Sacred Flame it. 12 fails. Takes 6 damage. 24 hits. So this is a Shadow Cleanup crew. Easy. Don't know what we're worried about.
Only because we blew his Channel Divinity.
Oh, yeah. I think blowing the Channel Divinity was well worth it. And that's it dead, so it doesn't even get to do anything. Okay.
Or we would have been crushed by 5 shadows.
Oh, you would have been. Right. If it, all 5 of those had got to swing at you, you would have been dead, I think.
Not even just the damage, but the strength loss.
Yeah.
You would have been a shadow, and then the next person would have been a shadow, and the next person would have been a shadow.
Yeah, easy. There you go. But you turned undead, so don't worry about it. It's fine.
Work out for the best.
So now, would you like to take me... do you want to do a group perception check? So whoever's got the highest roll of advantage?
Sure. I think it's Ed.
You said perception, correct?
Yeah. So Sean rolled a 23 anyway. Yeah, so as you're all focused on getting the last shadow out of the way, you notice that the crystal orb is now clear and looks like a crystal ball.
Now I wrap it up in cloth. In my bag. For tomorrow, when it's full with shadows again.
Do you have an arcane focus or a component pouch?
I have a component pouch.
You've got both now.
I don't really sure what the difference is, but I'll look.
So the arcane focus can be used to replace any component that doesn't require a specific GP value. So you focus on the crystal to cast your spells effectively.
So it does effectively works the same way as the reagent pouch.
I wouldn't. Theoretically, I could make you have to find specific components at different times, or if your component pouch gets wet, and you know what I mean? So it's just another way of casting spells. It's fine. But you've got a nice... You can David Bowie it now. Okay.
Just make sure you wear very revealing lower pantaloons.
Some very tight tights.
Tight tights.
Easy.
Assless chaps.
Assless chaps. There you go.
Okay. So what is the plan?
So I have just to make sure we're on the same page. I have about 20 more minutes. Yeah, so
should be good to get to where I want to get you.
I like to investigate the wolf.
It's just all one statue. That's just the amount of space it takes up, but it was painted. And can you take a wisdom check?
Everyone?
It's a group.
Craig died.
Okay. So Ed, you notice as you're looking at
Chris, Ed, Craig died.
Craig died.
Oh, stupid Craig. Okay.
You guys are trying to kill me.
Now recording.
Thanks,
yeah,
Craig.
Okay. You were saying.
So Ed, you notice across the room. When you're looking at it, you're like, well, there's skeletons in all of these spaces with manacles. The only bit of room that doesn't have it is this alcove and then this doorway here. So as you're looking through, you notice there's actually a rotten wooden door here that's that old and manky, but it kind of fits in with the rest of the wall.
I think I might take a closer gander at that. Hey, guys, I found a door. There's stairs. And they go up.
Yeah, they definitely do go up.
Can I take a gander at that ladder and take a guess of how many floors up that goes?
Give me a second. I just need to do some funky business.
Indiana Jones, drop a rock on me.
Rocks fall, everyone dies. Good.
Roll through characters.
Okay. Then I need to go here, then here, then I need to go here. And theoretically, I can do this.
None of this sounds good.
I think I can split the party like that. How are you doing it? Well, I'm just going to move you all, but only Ed will be able to see anything, I think. So Ed, can you see anything?
Yes. Wait, I see, yes.
What'd you see?
I had to go up a little. I see, it basically looks like a thin hallway with Gabe in front of me and Sean.
Okay, that's wrong. I did it wrong. Okay. That's why I forgot you're already on this map. Give me one second. I put you on twice. So So everyone else can see stuff, but Ed will be able to see something right about now.
Okay, I do see something. I'm in a room. I'm in a room that looks very familiar. Like the first room we came in whenever we came into the house with all the little dogs and the cupboards and the fireplace.
Yeah. So you're going to shout that information back down the stairway?
I am, yes.
Yeah.
So we missed a secret door there.
No, you didn't.
Oh.
You can't find it from that side.
Ah, gotcha. All right, so I'll recant that information. So that's our way out, boys. We need to make a quick exit. This is how we do it.
Okay, and then...
Do we want to leave it open?
Yes.
Don't have to... So if now's the time to investigate opening it, rather than if something's chasing us and we're running. We'll check it out and see if it appears trapped or anything like that.
He already opened it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, I opened it and went upstairs.
How about we just rip it off the hinges?
Yeah. So, you can leave the trapdoor open or you can leave it closed. It's up to you.
Okay. We know it's safe to go through here.
There's no mechanism or anything that it looks like it locks.
No, it just basically from the other side, it was entirely smooth. So, you couldn't get any leverage to open it. But it's like a flagstone type affair. So, you'd lift the flag out and slide it across. So you can put it back over the hole, but you can't open it from the other side.
Well, I feel like this door in the south, while the door in front, that door, might connect to the hallway above it.
Like up in here, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're probably
right. Well, I think that's probably the same room, right?
I honestly don't know.
What are you guys doing?
My point being is that we might want to come at it from two angles so we don't end up...
Yeah, so you can be right here as you're working your way around.
That works.
Is anyone going with the wizard? Sean can't.
I'll go with him.
Yeah. So as you approach a door, Sean, it licks its lips.
Oh, nice.
And apparently turns into a chest.
It just commonly looks like a chest. They can be anything.
Yeah.
Tasty.
Can we roll an initiative?
We will be rolling initiative again, yeah. Okay.
Go to the other side and flank it.
I think we're going in that direction.
I'm on the wrong layer, that's why I didn't work. Always on the wrong layer. Yeah, maybe I won't get you to where I wanted you to be, but we'll be fine. It's a good job of Mimic rolled really badly, isn't it?
Hopefully. We're also rolling equally badly.
Okay, I know what I'm going to do. And then we need Gabe as well, don't we?
Correct.
God.
Yay!
Okay. Gabe is going to hold an attack for if anything gets in range of it. Because he can't do anything. But no, he can. He's got a crossbow. So he's going to ready his crossbow and take a shot. 17 hits. So he's 10 piercing damage.
Jesus. He maxed out on that one.
Not bad.
Not bad. A good start.
Adra, you hear a yelp and a funk.
I see this. Oh, okay. So it's Sean's in the room?
Sean's in the doorway. In the open hallway, because it isn't a door. And what was a door is now flapping open with teeth, trying to chomp at him.
Okay.
It's a langolier.
Okay, I have to make an ranged attack roll. Just go back to sheet. Well, I might as well click all.
Witch bolt. That hits.
And I'm trying to get the link to so that I can actually get the text out.
It remains attached. And is it a D10 at the moment?
Or a D10? Crackling beam. Yeah, lances out towards the creature within range, forming an arc of lightning. On a hit, I roll a d12 lightning damage, and then I don't have to roll the hit after that. It just does a d12 every round as long as I maintain control.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I take six more.
Yeah.
Okay, are you remaining in that space?
Well, so if I could be here and still maintain concentration, like I'm trying to like use my spell sniper to hide as much, like conceal myself around the corner. That's what I'm trying to achieve. I'll let you be the judge of where I need to be to maintain concentration.
I'll let you go to here, but it would break it if you go past the wall. Because this is actually in the like half and half.
And I'll stay in the hallway. Then I'll stay in the as far away as I can from.
Okay, no worries.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh yeah, because we got there afterwards, so we did not see it, or it hasn't attacked yet, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Theseus, a 12 just hits. Yeah, it funks into it, Ed.
So now we can actually get through and actually see where this goes.
Yeah.
I have to kind of go past him here.
Yeah.
So I still have the short sword.
You had time while you were getting ready to go one way or the other to have whatever okay. weapon you want readied.
Yeah. Okay. And I will go in with the old longsword then.
Okay.
Can I maneuver myself? Like?
That would have been... Let me get the movement. You were here. That's 25 feet to here. That's 30 feet to that square.
I have a 35 base move.
You've got 35. So you can go there or that square if you want to.
I'll mess with it later. I was hoping to get advantage, but I can't. So I'll take it to right here. That's fine.
Are you going to hit it with your sword or shoot it with your bow?
I'm going to thunk it with my sword. I'm running low on arrows. I'm getting concerned. Okay. Swing.
Remember to tell me that you want to recover your arrows and we'll roll dice for them. A 6 does not hit.
No, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay. So the pseudopod is going to whip out of the body of the door and it's aiming at the elf for a 17.
That's a hit. I'm at 15. Why am I always the target?
Because you came and stood next to me. So take 10 bludgeoning damage.
And part. It's the bad part.
Yeah. Oh, it's fine. No one minds that being adhesive, is it? So
he's grappled.
You are grappled now. So any attacks against the mimic are at disadvantage. Your movement is reduced to 0. And it's a DC 13 check to escape.
What type of check? Con? Or is it strength? No, a
strength check.
Okay.
And the checks made to escape it are at disadvantage.
Okay.
Yeah. Mimics are fun. Well, that sucks. Okay, that was a mimic's turn. So there's going to be another crossbow getting fired into it, which hits.
All day long. With
3 damage.
All day long.
So it looks like it's almost to half. Adra, are you going to use...
I should be looking pretty rough around the edges, by the way.
11. Just auto damage. Yeah. Yeah. And Theseus?
Giving it some Emperor Palpatine.
Unlimited power.
I'm going to do my priestly duties and do a Cure Wounds on Ed for my last spell slot.
Oh, aren't you sweet?
Okay.
As the door tries to swallow him.
Oh.
And I roll a 1.
Get 5 okay. health back.
I'll use mine on me next.
Ed?
So is that going to be... I can't believe I'm going to say this sentence out loud, but is touching myself with a Cure Wounds going to be at a disadvantage of any type?
No, you can use Cure Wounds on yourself. That's fine.
Okay.
That's actually going to be a full action, though, remember.
I'm aware. So I'll add 6 to that. Okay. I'm still 6 away from full, but that should be sufficient for the moment.
Oh, for the moment.
I said for the moment.
So it's now going to bite at the target that it has grappled with advantage.
Of course.
Does an 8 or a 9 hit?
No. Well, wait. Now, since I'm grappled, do I have...
No, it's just...
Did they break this down?
No. So I get advantage to attack you, and you get disadvantage to attack me.
Okay.
But I rolled an 8 and a 9, so it misses.
So they didn't do the old touch and flat-footed, like it's just armor class is armor class.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get it. Crossbow from the half-orc hits. And
all day long.
Nom, nom, nom. Didn't work. I'm sad. Adara?
To find myself way up here.
Yeah. Assuming I'm just taking another, auto damage is good. It's looking pretty hurt now. Theseus?
It's beginning to protest.
A 20 will hit. It's starting to feel it. So you can try and break off Ed, or you can attack it with disadvantage.
Comically, I don't think he's actually at disadvantage, which is the crappy part. Remember that this is what happened in Daniel's game?
No, Daniel didn't think we'd be able to attack at all once we're grappled, that we had to escape.
Right.
Yeah, because I was debating just attacking at disadvantage.
Yeah, you can take the attack action.
Yeah, you can still take the attack action just at disadvantage.
That's fine. That's what I'll go with.
So the 7 misses Oh, yeah. Come on. Nom, 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 nom. Does a 24 hit?
It most certainly does.
So take 6 piercing damage and 8 acid damage. Hopping the dance, right. Awesome. Nom, nom,
nom, nom. Throwing up the red flag, I am definitely in need of help here. Damn, I was hoping I would hit that.
It's okay. There's a crossbow bolt incoming, which hits because Gabe's on fire. Oh, can the witch bolt finish it off?
Come on, it'll do it. Yay!
3. Not quite.
Damn it!
One more round of munching. I'm going to get another round of munching. 10 misses, unfortunately.
Oh.
So you've only got yourself to rely on, Ed.
I get it. So it is, I'm either...
Heal yourself, that's probably a more effective choice.
Don't I only get to do that once, though?
How many spell slots do you have?
I'd already started the pull, so give me a second. That's a good question.
So we'll ignore that roll.
Thank you.
As I'm assuming it was a misclick. You can...
Correct. Well, you also have your inspiration, so you can automatically... You can roll with advantage and cancel out the disadvantage.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. I hadn't thought about that. So I do have 2 spell slots. So I guess I could use Cure Wounds one more time. But I also have Hunter's...
Well, something to think about real quick is that it did 14 damage to you last time. Was your Cure Wounds going to be able to bring you up to enough? Right.
That's what I'm thinking.
Be probably a better idea to use your inspiration.
Okay, I will tick that off, and I will actually roll. This will be at advantage, and it's going to come up...
No, it'll be at not disadvantage. Not 15 disadvantage. Hits.
Woo!
Is it going to be enough damage, though?
He's holding,
as your sword smashes into the jaw of the doorway, you see the splinters shatter away, and as they fall to the ground, it turns into like amorphous fleshy substance. It starts dripping down to the floor as the creature lets go of you and dies.
Was this where you thought we would get to?
No, I thought you would just go the other way and go down the stairs.
Oh, okay.
That's fine. So in this room, you see...
So we've quite literally done everything we're not supposed to do.
You had 2 encounters. You could have just not. So the door isn't a door anymore.
Remove the door. Yeah.
Is there still a door there?
Yeah, it's still showing.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize, Sean. Sorry about that. No, that should be back to not being a door now, because it isn't a door.
There we go.
It never was.
There's a chandelier suspended above the table in the middle of the room, and there's 2 high-back chairs. Flanking the table is an empty clay jug and 2 flagons atop of it. There's an iron candlestick stand with 2 candles in it, burnt down to basically the nubs. You, Ed and Greg should be able to see another room. The dirt and clay hewn walls continue around the corner. You can see what looks to be a wooden bed frame, a foot locker at the bottom of a bed, and a wardrobe. You kind of make a wardrobe here, right beside of one. So there's a foot locker here, a little table here. Wardrobe and bed.
Gotcha.
And that's where we'll leave it.
Can I tend to my wounds, or do you want to wait until after?
No, if you guys wanted to rest again, or you can cast a spell, or casting a spell is easy enough to do now. If you want to try and take another hour rest to spend some hit dice, you can.
I think I might do that.
Oh, I should say you can start.
Yeah, so I'll take 10 hit points back.
Okay.
And then we'll rest until next time.
Yeah.
Now, how does this hit dice thing work?
So you should have a number of hit dice on your character sheet equal to your level.
Mm-hmm.
And you can spend them as part of a short rest to regain hit points. You recover half of your spent dice rounding up every long rest.
Okay, so do I actually roll it?
Yep.
Didn't we just take a short rest like 10 minutes?
Yep.
So we can only take 1 short rest per day.
Oh, okay. I'm not.
Otherwise, like the wizard would just take a short rest every time there was a fight, get their spells.
Oh, no, the arcane recovery specifies that it's only 1
Once per day?
Yeah, once per long rest interval. After a short rest, you can do it.
All right, so Chris, you said I get half of those dice, correct? So I rolled a 10, so I only get 5.
No, you get the full healing from the die. But if you spend both of your hit die, like if you rolled a 1 and had to spend your second die, you would only regain one dice after a long rest.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, well, that took me back up to full. Yeah. So I'm okay with that.
Anyone else need any short rest shenanigans?
Do you want me to roll to find those couple of arrows I lost?
If you want to go and try and find them. How many have you fired down here?
2.
Yeah, so roll me 2d10.
2d10.
Yep.
Oh, I picked the wrong die, sorry.
So, nope. One of them is shattered.
And then the other...
Yeah, you get one back.
Yay! All right, cool.
Yeah.
Do you want to do any closing stuff for the... Or just do a...
No, I think that's okay, yeah. So, as I said at the start, it's a bit of a meat grinder dungeon.
Yes, that was.
You activated... Let's see. You hit the worm in the wall, which you can just walk past. You hit the shadows, which you can not trigger. The mimic, which you don't need to fight. And, yeah.
So absolutely everything.
Yeah, everything that you could get, you did. Well done. So far. It's not over yet. That's a lie. You've dodged some stuff, you know?
Through, it's not over yet.
Through skill, I'm sure. any word from Chad on his internet?
Not yet. Yeah. I know his new job hasn't been as fruitful as he thought it was. It turns out that we're getting older and that warehouse work might not be for him.
Yeah.
So I think he's looking for other employment options.
Yeah. No worries. Next week's another, it's probably the last, he could just turn up with no prep and be able to jump in. After that, I'll need to try and work with him a little bit harder to get him up to speed type thing. But that's irrelevant. It'll get added in eventually anyway. It's fine.
Sure.
All
right. So this whole coronavirus thing has been weeks or enough. Are we doing lack of focus on Thursday?
No, this is our off week. The episode comes out tomorrow. So because I'm going to release this episode earlier than I planned. So that'll be 2 days ago. If you listen to this the day it came out. Time's a wonderful thing.
It is.
Thanks for that. Relatively easy. I suppose meat grinder dungeons are relatively easy to run. So,
says you,
DM.
Yeah.
Oh, I could stand in this space and shoot my bow at a mimic and let the tank have to fight it. Or I can position myself in such a way that it can attack me.
Well, when the tank is behind the priest and he's shooting crossbow bolts, so someone hit.
Let me ask Sean one simple question. Sean, does a 17 hit?
No.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, okay, so he's a little tanky.
Yeah, so the 17 that hit you would have missed Sean.
Yeah, okay, fair point.
Lesson learned. Of course I'm going to hit the easiest target.
Yeah, that's fair. I did
that. Yeah. I'm kind of an off-tank priest, so that's the way you have to look at me.
Yeah.
I will keep that in mind.
But no, it was good fun. I was surprised you used a Witch Bolt. I didn't think you'd use another spell at the moment.
Well, I knew it had a lot of hit points.
Yeah.
And this was my way of doing...
Just churning through.
...consistent damage. Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
I mean, my dice rolls were crap, but in theory, I could do 12 every round, right? Yeah. Up to 12?
No, it was all right. It lived through 4 rounds, maybe, but it has a whole host of hit points. 58 hit points.
Ugh.
Yeah.
All righty. This will be the part that I jump out. I do have that work thing in the morning, gentlemen.
Yeah, well, thanks for joining, everyone, and we'll see you on the next one.